just to see.
You like it, sushi?
Not a bit, no. They just opened up. They just opened up now.
Okay,
Moshe
Tokyo.
Moshe Tokyo? Don't even
think about
Moshe Tokyo? Moshe Tokyo just opened up. Where? Right next door to the Chinese place.
What is
it? Opened last night.
It's raw fish.
Huh?
Rice,
raw fish.
They have all different kinds.
In Japan, they eat raw fish.
My son, no.
My son is right.
They call it sushi.
Just now the name. The name's good.
You can't eat raw fish.
You have to try it, Rabbi. Go there.
I wouldn't even
touch. You wouldn't even look at it.
Huh? I wouldn't even touch.
Like Friday night.
But Mama,
there is something that Syrians go crazy over it. I never tasted it.
What's that?
Kibbeneya.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like
really?
It.
Really?
I don't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it.
I don't like it.
The only thing that made other vegetables, I take it. Today, they make kibbeh out of vegetables.
Which one are you talking about?
Raw meat.
They make kibbeh out of burghol.
No.
They make it out of burghol.
No meat.
They make it out of burghol.
I said, kibbeh out of vegetables.
I said, what?
Kibbeh out of
burghol. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they make it out of
burghol.
That would mean.
It's today, yeah.
Kibbeh
out of burghol. Originally, kibbeh made out of fat.
Raw meat.
Originally, that absolutely meat and fat, and then they eat it. They're crazy about it.
I don't like it. I
wouldn't even touch it. Nafshi katsa I would throw up.
You eat too much,
but,
you'll...
What they do today are the vegetables. That's the burghol and mixed with some vegetables.
It's okay.
That's kibbeh for today. That's not kibbeh. That's fake.
Kibbeh adas.
What berakha do you
make on that?
Huh?
This is, of course, burghol.
Mezonot.
Of course.
Wheat germ.
Tonight, I'll roll the tomato.
Mezonot. Yeah. Today they make fruit. The fruit, they make it like jelly, they mix it, they cook it with the water, and they make like jelly out of it. What bracha? If there is fruit in it, you say the bracha of the fruit, and you eat it if you see fruit. But if not...
You mean like preserves, yeah. Right? Strawberry... Jelly.
Yeah, but if it's a preserve, sometimes the fruit over there, say the bracha of the fruit. If not, charcoal. Yeah.
Otherwise, Adama.
Yeah.
No,
why Adama? There's food.
The fruit. Really
today, there is...
Strawberry is
Adama.
Strawberry is Adama, but there is many things
good.
It's not strawberry.
Orange,
it's other food.
Peanut butter. Orange peels.
Would be apples. Pieces of apples.
Peanut butter.
Peanut
butter.
Charcoal.
It changed the peanut.
They have a chunk, pieces of
oil. Yeah, pieces.
But if there is pieces, then you eat them in pieces.
See, they have chunky
peanut butter.
There is
no chunky
peanut butter.
There is no pieces, never.
With the preserves, with the jelly, a lot of them, I mean, no one really has plain.
Nobody
has plain jelly.
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Plain jelly.
Some of them, not all of them.
Now, what if you spread
most preserved, today, there is pieces of the fruit.
No, he means to eat it when you eat it.
Yeah.
Put on a cracker. They put on a cracker. They don't eat the jam by itself. No, they don't take a spoon of the jam and eat it.
Well, that's then he says the mezonot.
And then they make it the jelly?
No.
And what if it's fruit, big pieces of fruit in the jelly? Still no
cookie?
Yes, and it's on the cookie.
It's
in the
still
mezonot.
No,
the cookie takes
off.
It depends.
You can
separate it. Separating. It's by itself. Otherwise, it's tough end.
If you could separate it?
That's right.
No, you're not separating. You put
today,
it on the cookie.
Why don't
you put it on the cookie?
Today, many people have made crackers sandwich with banana.
No, but it's not a cookie.
I've never seen that before, but I saw it here in America. They make sandwich with banana. But this, you can separate on the banana. You can separate on the mezonot. First mezonot, then that. But if he doesn't want, he wants to eat it together, then only mezonot.
Okay.
Now here there is vegetable soup. There is vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have to do on vegetable soup?
Yeah,
on the market.
Careful. Maybe not even Jacob. Maybe not proven.
If we didn't have it in the morning, I wouldn't say it.
Is that Jacob?
If he has the vegetable, this is it. He says, that's all, covers for both. But if there is no, you don't see any food,
the water,
any vegetables, only water.
The water of the soup.
Rabbi?
You don't see something, bracha.
Rabbi?
Covers the adamah, covers for
that's
the water.
Rabbi, what about Adnes?
Adnes?
Yeah.
Adnes.
Shakur, there's no question on this difference.
Yeah. Well, why you say bracha on soup?
Yeah.
You're not sipping three ounces at a time?
The one?
That's not bracha, sure, on soup.
Yeah.
Would you say what in if I should?
No, you eat it little by little.
So you don't say that
you
have
to
hot that you can't eat.
You don't need to worry about the hot. We say the vegetable sometimes, not always the same, I'll tell you the truth. Vegetable sometimes is very thick, vegetable soup.
Yeah.
If there is liquid in it, that's what we say. Beracha, if it's already melted, there's no, then charcoal. But if it is thick, that there is, you can see a vegetable there, and the soup is thick, then you say adama. Even though the majority is not vegetables, still you say adama. And vegetable salad. Now this is the problem, sometimes in mixed things of ayat and adama.
You say each on each.
Yeah, each that's right. If there is ayat and adama, you say ayat and then adama.
Because you can have banana and a fruit salad.
Oh, fruit salad, yeah.
Many times I used
vegetable salad.
I'm
trying to
see
what vegetable grows
on
the tree.
I used to go on business
fruit
trip
salad, right.
When I was working with the castle.
Yeah.
Okay, we had cereal in the morning.
Right. Cereal. Yeah.
Me and Jakey.
Yeah.
He made maybe 4 barakot on that bowl.
No, what?
Yeah, because you had a cereal that had inside was raisin.
Yeah.
And you had a cornflake. And then he had maybe misonot because it was made out of wheat.
Yeah.
So he had 3 kinds, and then maybe they had nuts in it.
What was made out of wheat?
Assorted cereal. Mueslicks. You're talking mueslicks. We'll make beracha on mueslicks now. You have raisins.
Who?
Mueslicks.
What's that?
It's assorted cereal.
Have a lot of
you don't see cereals? You don't have cereal?
I eat cornflakes.
No, mueslicks.
I think you have raisins.
What's the name?
Mueslicks. Very good for the health.
What is it? What
very healthy.
You can't even.
What they make it with?
Million things.
No, million things. It has like 4 or 5 fruits in it.
Walnut.
Yeah.
Walnut and raisin.
And all kinds of
bindu. And material.
And you go pick each one out and make a bit of
it. Yeah, you have them. You have. I asked you before. You have.
Wait, let the rabbi in.
What do you do with that? You say each one?
They all are. Main things.
You can say,
I was saying mizunot. Yeah, if you say mizunot, but there's food also.
What?
It's fruit.
But there's food also.
It's mixed.
No, you can see it.
You can see it.
See raisins.
Raisin and bitter.
If I took a mizunot roll and I put a piece of tomato in it, I can see the tomato.
Yeah, but this is all eating it together.
Well, this is together in the same bowl. You take a spoon, you get it all.
You don't eat separately, but here you can eat it separately. That's
the milk, but you
and
see
everyone is main, it's not tafer. One tafer, you like. This
I always ask them, why are you making 4 barakot? I don't understand. He told me, because this has wheat, and this has this, and this has this, and that.
Not because he said it, but he said it. He says many things that's wrong. But
everything wrong. Everything wrong.
He's not the rabbi. No.
I'm not saying he was, but I asked him, why are you making this? He said, call it finished. And you know, this has wheat, and this has cake, and this has this.
From
here to there?
Huh?
From
Bar Mitzvah? I'm
going to walk from here to there.
When?
Yeah.
August 12th. What? The Janet? 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 No way.
August 12th.
I'm not anymore in that. I used to walk a lot. Even Hacham Avadia will come, they are pressuring him to come. Even Hacham Avadia, if he comes, I'm not going on Shabbat.
Something
that's more important to me to go for Hacham Avadia.
You mean on Clementine?
I can't go on Shabbat.
Coming? Who?
They're talking to the committee, they want me to go, they want to make a Shabbat, that I should come and speak.
When is he coming?
I'm not going.
No, when is he coming?
I'm born Alayya.
Oh, I'm going to
Hacham Avadia. I'm pressuring him to come. And maybe he will come next month.
Let's see Hacham Mordechai Eliyahu.
This is it. No, no, that's
no. And I'm glad he was here, but I didn't even see him.
He was here, yeah. He went by Jackie, kind of.
Yeah.
Nice. سمعوا نعم في أمان حوان دي أجانا
what's his job? He's not extra problem.
Which was the rabbi that came and stayed by Achem Dweck one night?
This is called now, rabbi.
Very big
enough. And they're itchy.
When they're told...
I'm driving by the house.
They're supposed to leave. Supposed to leave today.
A lot of cars were
out there. They came three people first, Ashkenazim, to my house last week. He said he wants to come to my house to see me. This rabbi, I said, I have no time. Mm-hmm. He looked at me and he said, this is a great rabbi. I said, great. I don't like what they do like in the Jewish press. This great Kabbalist came from Israel, and he will give brachot, and you come between this hour to this hour, get brachot, and we bring a check of $18 with you, and in the paper they're writing.
Really?
It's a shame.
Well, 18 is cheap.
Malum cheap.
Oh, well, how was he talking?
Malum cheap. I didn't see him. But the other day, I saw Saul crying. He said, come to my house. I'm going to pray 7 o'clock. Hacham Kaduri is coming.
Well, he charged a lot of money.
Hamino?
Kaduri. So I went to the 7th of July. That was the 4th of July. That's when I missed the class, but I got involved in that. I went, and I said, okay, now the prayer minha, and they stopped. They have 10 kameya. The rabbi wrote, each one $300.
They have what?
Kameya.
You wear it.
I said it in Hebrew, because he knew. Then I said $300. They grabbed it. And then they took out Yerushalmi Kameya, piece of paper like this, with all the Kabbalah. No, like this. $100 each, 20 of them. I grabbed them. Why did you bring some more? I told him, he said, we didn't know. He's saying $18.
$18. Oh, I don't know. But what they do is not...
But this rabbi, today someone called me, I called an electrician, he's a Hasid, he said, oh, I hear that indeed we got visitors this week, or called it, or... Oh, yeah, I didn't see him. He said, did you see him? I said, yeah.
From
he said, did you see his hat? I said, they see his hat.
A
different hat. He wears a runner, okay, hat.
Maybe.
Did he eat in public?
I don't know.
Brown. I don't know.
Maybe
my nephew, Sonny's son, went to see him Saturday night. Not another American. All right. He walks into Rabbi Dweck's
house. My nephew.
ABM Sonny.
Oh.
He was in town. 10:30 at night. He went, he thought this is Saudi for...
I love the Jawas, I don't know. The Jawas already.
No, this is not Saudi. This is Olefi the sheep. The rabbi didn't pray Arabic yet. Mm. 10:30 at night, he didn't pray Arabic.
So he prays on Sunday,
Arabic. Wait, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. So I'm telling you, he said, it's different than rabbi in Canada. In Canada, Minha Sunday. They take out the Torah on Shabbat on Sunday, because Hasidim are higher than the Zeman.
Yeah.
Well, I never have a nice day.
Sunday in the castle.
I saw somebody Sunday. They were standing outside on line for 4 hours. And they never got it. Oh, my rabbi, they never got it.
The line, the car is still. 4 o'clock in the morning, they're going to sing.
Now, a person, if by mistake, he said on foot or Borapia, I said Borapia Adama. It's understood. It covers, because after all it comes from down. But now he said, on Rapiyat Rapiyat Adama. And then they brought him more of food, Riyats. Does he have to say Baracha Riyats on it or not?
He could.
No.
Covered himself.
It's already covered what he said on the whole thing.
Even though Mahashab Torah was not on this fruit?
That's right. But if he said on Riyat Adama, he said Rapiyat. Differently is not good, because that's a lie.
Yeah, that's
fair. Okay, so it's not like the Besamim. People are mistaken many times between food and Besamim. And Borepriyayetz, four Borepriyayetz, no good. Borepriyayetz, four Borepriyayetz is good. You have Boreatze Besamim, and you have Boreatzbe Besamim. And Atze Besamim for Atze Besamim, of course, no good. But even Atze Besamim for Atze Besamim is not good. Because Asbeb Samim means Esev. Esev means gas. It's not gas. That's ever saying something that goes on the tree. It's not a question. If you're saying, it's correct, but there is no brachala as such. The etz is not esev, esev is not etz. That's why it's not good. But if you said, Borem, you never said him,
it's
covered. Even though he's supposed to say specific, or at seven seven was if by mistake he said, Borem, you never said him,
that's good.
It's good enough. Covered.
Mine means everything. Because you could say, how about if you lemon? A lemon.
One by one. Now, when a person has a doubt, he should say, no question, he has to say,
Adama.
And if he says, Shehakol, it's covered. Because after all, Shehakol includes that. Now there is, in Besamim, there is four different kinds of brachot. There is Borei Atzev Samin, Borei Asveb Samin, Borei Mineh Samin, and there is Hanoten Reach Tov Baperot. If it is a fruit that has a good odor and is balanced, you say Hanoten Reach Tov Baperot. Lemon, there is a big question about it. What bracha to say? Most of all, most don't want to say bracha on lemon, even though they want to enjoy the smell.
You could say, I'd say the
same thing. Among Syrian people, there was a custom in the morning houses, they used to bring the lemon. Why? They don't want to block the samim. The samim brings joy, happiness. So this is a house of mourners, they don't want it. And they brought lemon. But the rabbis and Ezra didn't like it, because the mahalokit, what the bracha? To say bracha, I need or not. Because this is only purpose for the Jews to take the Jews. Therefore, they don't like to say bracha. I prefer when they go to the morning that they will bring regular besamim, not to bring lemon, since there is a machloket and the bracha what to say. That because you ask the questions, I said, wait.
My father used to always make on a lemon, Abdullah.
Yeah.
And he said,
"Borei Atzev Besamim." No, Atzev Besamim. Borei Atzev Besamim. But as I told you, the rabbi refers.
And he liked the way he scratched it. He scratched it, and they get a good smell. I used to like it too.
It was wrong.
Okay.
Of course, we say when once you say Shehakol, anything is good. You took fruit of ice. You said Shehakol is good, and then it comes the way I said before. He said, check on the eyes. You don't repeat again to say broke the eyes. But then they brought him green. Does he say, shall I call on it or not? Since he said, check on the eyes, covers also for that. Yeah. Even though he said it on the foot. But since charcoal is good enough, it covers.
If he ate a piece of chicken, he said, charcoal. Then he takes some water, you don't say charcoal again.
Or what?
Chicken.
Yeah, of course not. That's the bracha shakun. That's
the
proper bracha.
But and then the water after it.
You don't. That's right. Now, if a person by mistake, he said instead of shakun niyavgal or before eating, he said borei nefashot avod asonah. Before eating the meat, before drinking the water. Borei nefashot avod covers for instead of shakun.
Really. That's a good one.
Okay.
I never knew that. You knew that?
Who's
going to
do
it?
I never knew that.
Or mistake. Because in the Mishnah, there's a mahlokit. What does it say? Sheikh, call over the Fashot Rabbat on water. And the Bitafon said he should say Boren Fashot before. And therefore we're saying if he said Boren Fashot Rabbat,
you are not.
Yeah. Anything that you eat or drink, once you say Beracha, you are not allowed to stop between the Beracha to the eating.
No,
if he interrupts,
how long is that?
Toch kederibu. He's not allowed to not stop a talk, say anything.
Okay.
If he did talk, you don't have to say bracha again. Yeah. But sometimes there's talking that he doesn't say bracha again. For example,
Abdallah,
that's bracha. That's said.
He drinks the wine.
Said this way, yeah. It said this only Abdullah. There's no example. Buadins, Yusheshua Berachot, Yusher Berachot given. That's part of the Berachot. We're talking about interrupted and talking, different things. And he's supposed to say Berachot again. And I was going to say something.
What are you allowed to say?
Even if he talks,
so it's not interrupting.
So, you eat, you come bread. You say the Mosi Lahmin Arat, and there is no salt over there. And you can't, you tell them, they don't understand you. I said, bring me salt. Even if you say, bring me salt.
Okay.
It's okay. Why? Originally, really, the salt today is not as important as used to be. The bread that used to eat used to be two kinds of bread. There's bread that was absolutely tasteless. Why? They didn't have salt like today. They did not put the salt in the dough. To eat that without salt, there is no taste to it. Every bread, they call it pat kebara in halachot. They say he should put salt to dip it into the salt. And therefore, if he eats it without salt, it's no good. That's why they say, if he said, bring me salt, it's part of something has to do with it. Or, there's nothing, there's a law in the Torah. If you have any kind of animal in the house, pets or animals that you have, it could be a donkey, it could be a horse, whatever it is, you must not eat before you feed the animal. You have to feed the animal first, and then you eat. Pasuk says, "Natati ase besadecha libhem techa ve'achalta besarata." First the behema, and then you eat. And drink, man first, a human being first, because drink very important if he's thirsty. But in food, the animal first.
Whatever you're going to eat.
That's right.
What about with the...
If you have to feed the animals, if the animals ate or...
Someone told me that applies also to the Hadam, is that true? To the male?
No, we're talking about animals. Not human
beings. You have to feed this
no, no, it's, it doesn't apply to it, but it's advisable. I always, in my house, when we had the Hadam, I said, give the Hadam. I tell them to give
first,
it. I give it, I tell them, yeah, give because the maybe sometimes... He's waiting to eat, and
because then they won't be jealous of you.
At least we
you
can ask, give me the food I'm hungry.
Friday night, you bring the chicken; it's already cut up because you had to give some. You know.
Yeah, it's advisable to give, but it doesn't have a law.
Right. Okay.
Not the law, but as I said, there is here now. He's supposed to give the animal first. If he doesn't, there's a sewer in it.
Mm.
Now, if a person. He forgot. He don't give it now. He said, "How much?" And he remembered. He's allowed to say, "Give the animals to eat."
And have sick?
Yeah. Between the beracha, is it?
Before eating.
Because since the law says you can't eat without feeding them, it becomes part of your duty to do it. That's why the beracha is not sick. This is what the Gemara said. These two cases, two examples, the Gemara mentioned it. That means that there is a need for it. Therefore,
so for the hefsek,
it's not called hefsek.
How long between?
On the bread.
But yeah. This is in talking. But if there is hefsek and just being silent, if it took time between
that's
the
time, that how much hefsek.
The time is unfortunately very short. Person should not wait.
10 seconds.
It takes few seconds.
Kedeh
dibur means enough time to say Shalom Alecha Ribi.
Shalom Alecha Ribi. 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's very, very short time. Person should not stop between the beracha to the eating or drinking.
You started to say on the bread, you said in the old time the bread had no taste, so they had to dip it in the soup.
I don't understand again.
The bread.
The bread had no taste.
You started to say that the bread they made years ago, a long time ago.
Yeah, how about taste. Today that it, there is?
If they're salted, so why do I have to dip it?
That I said, from the halacha point of view, halacha de peshat, there is no need to dip it. But the Kabbalah said, yes, you have to dip it.
Okay.
that's what we do it, because the Kabbalah says. I had the case, a rabbi came to my house. He was a guest. We're eating. The rabbi, you know him, you all know him very well. Acham David Ben Yadav. He came, you remember, he came twice here to America, but in the meantime, he came twice. He came before I came also. And it was just my house. We were sitting, and I met Hamotzi. And usually, long ago, the salt checker used to be like one.
Two tubs with the
hand. Put the salt on one side, the pepper on one side.
Still have it.
And it's a bit. But today we have a salt checker. Like I used to take, here is the bread. I take salt checker. I drop the salt on it. After Hamotzi. And so he dips the bread in the salt, and you are not dipping it in the salt, you are taking the salt, putting on it. I smiled. I said, Nachum David, I want to tell you one thing. To my opinion, no difference. Those days, they used to have the salt in there, like a plate or something, and dip. But really the idea is just to have salt. Doesn't make any difference if you do it this way. But I said, I like you. I have respect for you. Since you said it, I'm going to do it all the time from now on to do just to satisfy you. And the truth, since he told me, up to now, I take the salt, I put it on a plate, and I do it. My children see it. And because he asked me for it, I said, Asot Ratzon Tzadik, that's what I told him, Asot Ratzon Tzadik Hapatzki. I want to fulfill the wish of a tzadik. But there is another one came to tell me, not him, another one. Came to tell me, we met Natila. Natila was, he was a guest in my house, he slept over there. And then Natila in the morning. Sutta Natila in the morning must be done into a keli. When you drop them, must go into a keli. And I met today the sink where I made Natila. Comes to me, you're making Natila into the sink? That's not keli. So what? I said, Sutton, it's supposed to be Natila in the keli. I said, what do you mean? What do you want me to do? He said, no, I do differently. What do you do? He said, I stop the water from going. You know,
the plug.
That's work.
That's your plug.
You plug it up and you make a
keli.
Yeah,
and
you wash it.
No, that's
work.
You do
it
like that.
Becomes a pot.
Then I am. No, you come out of the water right then.
You put your hand in the water. No, sir, I'm not going to listen to you. I told him. I told him what they said to do in the keli is don't do it on the ground because ruach ra'a there is. But this is good. If what you do is worse because you put your hand later on in the water to take it out. That's bad. I tell him now, but
now they had a stopper on top.
There is something from the top to take.
On top, yeah.
But then they used to have a small piece.
Yeah, you said you got to put your head up, pull it out right. With the chain.
There you go.
With the chain is good. It doesn't touch the water.
Right.
But he was putting his hand in the water to take it out.
Same thing. So you ruined it. You can do it again.
No good. I told him, no, sir. Doesn't mean that. The main thing is not to have the water on the ground. Right? Because ruach ra'a. Then depends what you do. But then this, I said, what do I lose? Okay. Obviously, that's fine. And since I promised him, I never did it differently. I do it in a plate or in the spoon or that. I dip the water.
Does it make a difference how many times you dip the bread on in the salt? Or just once is good and you can... When you take it, hamotzi, you dip it once, or it doesn't matter how many times?
No, once is enough, but the Kabbalah said to do it three times.
Three times. Better to do it three times, or?
Kabbalah said that.
Well, if you're dipping it from the Kabbalah, you might as well do it three times.
All the way with the Kabbalah.
Maybe this is the question, maybe it's not. You have your cookie in the morning, you say, believe in Hashem, and the cookie fell.
Before
you didn't get a chance to eat it.
Yeah.
Can you go back and buy another one?
And then you have to say berachah.
I guess so. The first one of Atalah.
Yeah. You see, there is. I'll tell you.
That's why I asked you how long can you wait.
I'll tell you what happened.
It happened to me yesterday.
What happened? There is what halacha. There's halacha. There's halacha. When you say something, tzibaracha, you have to hold it in your hand, tzibaracha.
Right.
To ask how about fountains of water.
Oh.
That you don't hold in your hand. I said, it doesn't matter. Since this is the fountain, you can. But there's halacha. If you say halacha on one thing, and went away from you, came
yeah,
another thing, you say halacha again. When you have a fountain of water, you say halacha. The water comes, that's a different water. But some say halacha, this was running, and came a new water. They said, it doesn't matter, because when you say the halacha, you know that this water going, and your mind on the water
that's going to
come. And because of that, something that was a story in Halab, you know that Albert Hamun here, he had a father who was a giant rabbi, very great scholar. Hamazah Hamun, he was Abedin in Halab. And I knew him personally because at the end of his life came to live in Yerushalayim, the last 5 years of his life. And when he came to Yerushalayim, he told us a story what happened to him in Halab. What happened? The Arabs, their law is, if a person gets mad at his wife that he wants to divorce her, he doesn't have no court, he can divorce her easily. Once he tells her in front of two witnesses, you are divorced from me, you are divorced from me, finish, she is divorced, she is not allowed to go back to him. She's forbidden.
Like a get?
Forbidden. That's right, finish. He said that unless she gets married to another one, the other one will divorce her, she can go back to him.
They're
mixed up. Our law makes sense, but they're terrible. Because really, why the Torah said, very simple, every two men will come, let's make an agreement, let's exchange our wives.
Yeah.
You divorce yours,
and that's kosher.
That's why, according to our religion, once he's married to another one, finish. Okay. She cannot go back. Unless she is not married, she can go back if he is not a Kohen. Now, this an Arabian, very, very rich people, got married to a young lady. They were walking in the street, you know, the rich people. And when they were walking, all of a sudden, she saw a boyfriend that she knew him before. She hinted to him, and he got very, very mad. And told her, I don't want you to make it. To talk to this one anymore or to hint him. Why? You dictate to me what to do? I'm going to talk to him. She started walking, going, she's going to talk to him. All of a sudden there was some water, running water there. And she came to cross. She said, listen, if you cross this water,
he'll divorce.
And she crossed. She went to him and then she just
spied.
But then only the time of excitement. She came back. All the Arabs were there. Harima, Harima. She is forbidden on him. He regretted it and she regretted it. They want each other. But the excitement again. What to do?
She didn't pass that water. She passed the water. But that's not what he said. It passed already what he said.
But hey, look around my feet.
They went. They went from the court to court, they came to the Supreme Court, Harima, Harima. It was very sad. They forbade him from taking her. They came, his friend saw him very sad. They said, what's the matter? Didn't you hear? No. He told him, go to Chachamazra. I went to the Sheikh, I went to the Wali, the Chief Justice, the old. Sir, I'm telling you, go to Chacham Zah. He went to Chacham Zah, he couldn't see anymore, he was sitting. And this rabbi came, he told him, no, but there was a story over here, like this. He told him the story, halal. She's permitted him. So I'm talking to you from Muslim, Islam. Their religion, not from a Jewish religion. No, Islam religion. She's permitted. Yeah. He went, he was very happy. He went, made a very, very big declaration. Everybody, Chacham Zah said, according to the Islam, she said, what the words came to the world to give justice. like the wali of the green of the Muslims. He was very annoyed. He went, he summoned Hamzad to come to him. When the men came right away to call Hamzad, Hamzad was afraid, he didn't know what's about. They said, what, you know what? He said, oh yeah, you told this man. Oh, I said, that's sure. He went there.
Hello.
He said, Fadda Khamzad, Fadda Adani. He sat down, he said, you know, there was a case over here, and you said halal? I said, sure. He said, according to the Muslim religion? Sure, Muslim. I said, how come? I said, well, if you want, make a reed liar. Khamzad, I wanted to blow it up. Make a reed liar, bring them to the court. They all presented in the court, and let's see what the, they came to the court again, and they set the date, and the Hamza said, they have to go to the place that they should act, exactly.
React against the thing.
They acted and everything, and they done. And after talking and talking, she entered and he went. She came and said, "Tadi mayyadi alay talaf daladi alada," if you cross this water. Then the Sheikh tells him, you see, she's for better on him. So no, you see, I'm telling you, she's for better. So what? How could be? Then he told him this idea. He told him, by the time she came to cross, the water was running. This water went, he said, this water went, came another water. He said, you,
that water was kosher.
Then when the rabbi was telling us the story in Yerushalayim, I said, of course, alachot berachot. Then he said, Yatak, believe me, yes, this man is a goy, not our Jewish religion that the Jew has in mind for the coming water. He doesn't have this mind. He said, these animals don't have this mind. Then he tells my rabbi, Bazati, who is this one? He said, one of our students. I was young. I was maybe 15 years old. And he was talking, and I answered back. He said, believe in that, this is where I landed from. This is how they were very smart. They found a loophole for everything. That is okay.
All right. Very nice.